What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Most resilient parasite.
Prime time with Isaac Insu.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why.
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac Insu.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back. Hour number two, an SOB edition of Primetime. I'm Ryan Buckley. That is Jason Zakanik. And that guy over there, that's Will Ortner. Yeah, hi, guys.
With his hat on backwards, Colin Coward's somewhere frowning at you.
You are always furious about it. You and Colin.
I just like to needle him. I found that Ace Bailey quote. So this is the quote that he gave on the draft. Like he's standing up there, right? He puts on the weird, awkward hat. He's like, And then someone asked him about it. He said, I can control what I can control. They feel how they feel, but my team and me focus on basketball and them doing what they're doing, so it happens. The hell does that mean?
That was like the Isaac quote that he did yesterday, the like, sometimes it be and so it do, or
yeah,
something
Oscar
like that.
Gamble. Sometimes they think it be like that.
So it do or whatever.
But like,
that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, like of all the things, but my team and me focusing on basketball and them doing what they're doing, so it happened.
So what? is he talking about the team as in the Jazz, the franchise, or his team of people?
I don't know. So it happens. What happens? You don't show up?
I've got you guys. I speak Gen Z.
Yeah,
I'm your translator. Yes. I've got this. So he is upset because he and his team told Utah not to pick him.
Right.
He wanted either to go to Philly or to Washington.
Didn't he not work out for Philly,
though?
He
canceled the workout at Philly.
He wanted to go to Washington. Let's stay there. Gen Z translator, I've got you, boys. So what he is trying to say is he could only control what he can control, so he's going to put his best foot forward, but he and his team did not want him to end up in Utah, and he can't control that Utah did not listen to him and his team.
His, and his agent said, there's nothing uncommon about how Ace Bailey's pre-draft process was handled. Because
if there was nothing uncommon, it would not have been newsworthy. It was very newsworthy.
Hey, Omar, you've been through so many draft processes. Oh, wait. No, you haven't.
No, just that one time with your son.
Just for the love of God, if you are on the verge of being a top three or four draft pick, do not hire a family member to be your agent. Just don't.
No.
Don't hire your AAU coach. Any agent in America would be more than happy to sign the number five draft pick in the NBA, and you went with your AAU coach. Good, smart move, Ace. Way to go, bud. Like, I hope that eventually you can put this crap behind, you can move on, because by all accounts, he's a good kid. But you do not want to be the story of the draft when this is the story. This is not how you want to start your career. And when everyone from Draymond Green to Colin Cowherd to God, Stephen A. Smith, when every single person other than you and your agent are saying, hey man,
this is a bad
this
idea.
Is not the way to go. Maybe just maybe look in the mirror and you know, this isn't the way to do it.
Well, let's head over to the Diamond where you can assume that as the league's leader in home runs, Cal Raleigh will be the starter for the American League at catcher in the All-Star game. But we've now found out that he will be participating in the Home Run Derby. So as Will mentioned in his update, it sounds like Cal is going to try to hit from both sides of the plate in the Derby, which
that's kinda fun.
I find interesting. Yeah. Also, some cool notes. It's going to be a big-time family affair. Now, he went to Florida State. His dad, I'll look it up. His dad was a college baseball coach, so his dad never coached him growing up, but his dad is now retired, and Cal has a younger brother who's 15, and Cal's dad, Todd, is going to pitch the BP to him for the Derby, and his younger brother, Todd Jr., is going to catch the BP in the Derby. So all three Raleighs are going to be out there for Cal's big Derby day.
That's pretty kick-ass. Who is it? I think, what do we've had this? Bryce Harper's dad, I think, threw to him.
Did Pete Alonso's dad?
I'm trying to remember if the Polar Bears. I know, I think Mike Trout's dad did
it. Yeah, I definitely remember Harper's dad because he looks like he's like a jacked fireman dude.
Yeah, so we've had some of these before. That's cool that we got a dumper family reunion all coming out. I can only imagine how awesome that is to be out there with like your brother or your dad or, you know, whatever. That's a cool thing. And Cal Raleigh's a great story. You know, he went from a guy that was hitting, you know, a little bit of power and hitting 200 to, I mean, God, if you had to vote right now, is he not the AL MVP?
I mean, everyone's been talking about kind of what Aaron Judge has done over the last year. Like, sure. If you go back to the end of last season, but that's not what this award is. And right now, what Cal has done as far as just leading the league in home runs and also what he's meant to his team, like, you'd be. And by the way, he's playing great at catcher, too. He's had almost nobody steal on him this year.
Well, he's the best defensive catcher in baseball.
Yeah.
He's the best offensive catcher in baseball by a mile. That's not even a comparison. The only thing that he doesn't have going for him is his team isn't very good.
Yeah, that's right.
If you look at the latest sportsbook odds, it's Aaron Judge. I think Raleigh's at like plus 300. And I don't know if that's because they think that Raleigh's going to fall off because he is a catcher. And he's almost broken all of his all-time like single season records already by the halfway point, so maybe there's where some of it is.
Well, and I mean,
but
I guess,
Judge is,
you know,
the favorite.
Judge is hitting 361.
Yeah.
I mean, the numbers are pretty close. I mean, 32 to 28 in home runs.
Like, his overall production numbers are off the charts.
Yes. I mean, but I do think you have to take into account, too, that Cal Raleigh is doing this behind the plate, and Aaron Judge is not. And one is doing it at one of the hardest places to hit in Major League Baseball, and one is not. And I think even Raleigh pointed that out. He said something like, hey, this a little bit harder to do it here than it is in the Bronx. But the numbers are fairly similar. 32 and 28, 69 and 63 for home runs and RBI. Raleigh, by the way, better in both categories. But, I mean, I guess if you're Judge, what you throw out is 361 versus 275. Mm-hmm. And you throw out first place versus right now. I don't even know if the Mariners are in the wild. I mean, they're right there at the wild card. I mean, it's back and forth. But
yeah, it's good. What they do the rest of the way and if they make any moves, maybe what dictates what gets them in or out or keeps them out.
And Judge has a little better of an OPS. But, I mean, you're talking about 1160 versus 1031. I mean, it's and Judge, I guess, with a better WAR, 5.8 versus 4.4. I mean, take your pick. I mean, there's two candidates right now for MVP. One is Cal Raleigh.
Yeah, there's not a third.
There's not a third.
It's just those two. And the fact that we're having that conversation about him right now is pretty staggering because he was great last year. Like he won a platinum glove, they call it now.
Yeah.
And was ultra productive and was hitting for power from both sides of the plate. But the way he has the leap he's taken this year, like we already knew Aaron Judge was Aaron Judge. Cal Raleigh has had an arrival.
Yeah. I hope he can keep it going. That's my only thing about it's a long
as a
way
catcher. It's hard.
Well, you see all the time, right? We see guys have great starts to the season, and you know, you either or real slow start to the season, then you end up pouring it on, and you know, he catches 140 games.
Mm-hmm.
I just think if you're Seattle, this is the last year, and it's tough because he is such a valuable guy behind the plate, and you have this pitching staff, which is the strength. But you got to wonder if he this is Cal Raleigh going forward. You can't Is this the last year you put him full-time behind the plate?
The Giants had this exact situation with Buster Posey because he was like a rookie of the year, an MVP, and they started seeing the power numbers decline 4 or 5 years in, and they're like, God, he's an amazing catcher. Like, he was a gold glove level catcher, but they're like, we just can't afford for him to become like a 265 hitter who has 18 home runs. Like, he's lost his value if that's the case. And so he kept catching some, but then played a lot of first base. And
yeah, well, and that was what Mauer moved and Santana moved and Buster Posey moved. Biggio moved, right? Yeah. A couple different times.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, people kind of forget, but Craig Biggio was a
catcher before he was a second baseman. Yeah,
yeah, and they're like, well, no, it's time to move. So, I don't know if you're Seattle and this is going to be Cal Raleigh, where he's giving you 35 plus every year and 100.
You got to keep him fresh.
You got to keep him fresh.
Because that's too valuable.
Well, and look, can we also admit that it's not like you have like a, you know, the world's best first baseman.
That's also true.
Or a DH. I mean, my God.
Mitch Garver's not doing it for you?
The last handful of years, every time I look up, the freaking Mariners DH is hitting like 198. That's maybe move Cal into that spot. You know, platoon him at first base and telling me that you can't teach him to play first base, let's go.
What helps for the Mariners, too, is they have a really, like, highly rated catching prospect. Harry Ford, they just brought him up with the taxi squad. I don't know if that means he'll get to play in this series against Texas, but he's supposed to be, like, a great next star catcher, and I think that makes it easier to move Raleigh.
Well, old Lukey there is hitting 229 with three bombs, so maybe there's a spot at first base open there, Cal.
Now,
a little less on your body.
As Mariner fans, and I did a little internet research before the show today because this show is known for nothing if not the award-winning preparation.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The home run derby curse or lack thereof. We have seen some people, including Julio Rodriguez, have go gangbusters in the derby and then not really be that power hitter afterwards.
Yeah, just, like,
Josh Hamilton did it too.
Ruins your swing or whatever.
And I'm not sure that that would happen here. I think you have an opportunity to go. It's a fun thing to be a part of. Like, Pete Alonso keeps doing it. Plenty of guys have done it. They ran some numbers on this, and basically it showed that 43 out of 74 participants since 2010 have seen a decline, any decline in their production after the derby. So it almost ends up being a coin flip, whether you do a little bit better or a little bit worse.
Can I also ask, you know, as the season wears on and it's 162 games and you take foul balls off the foot, and isn't everyone, for the most part, just healthier at the start of the season than they are at the end?
And that was the point of the study, that basically, aside from a couple anecdotal people, it doesn't really look like it has any great impact on that.
I would be fascinated for someone to explain to me how someone who is the best in the world at their craft, taking, I don't know,
100 swings
where you're swinging from your shoes a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me that if I took, I don't know, Rory McIlroy, And I say, hey, Roy.
I was just thinking about the golf comparison for this.
I want you to go out, and we're going to have this event.
We're going long drive today.
A long drive contest.
Yep. Yep.
And you're going to have to swing 60, 70 times as hard as you can. Right? You're going to swing out of your shoes here and, you know, in 25 around and, you know, a couple rounds. You're telling me that ruins Rory? That he can't go back and kind of reset the mechanism and
hey,
like,
hey, Steph, I want you to go make as many three-quarter court shots as you can in 2 minutes. And he's like, I don't know. It'll mess up my three-pointer.
Yeah, I just...
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
I never... But again, I'm not a baseball player. I've never hit for average, nor have I ever hit for power. that's one of those that I have a hard time. I have a hard time wrapping my head around. Maybe some idiot that's like a beer league guy. But you're the best in the world. You don't know how to fix your swing. You don't know how to adjust your swing. If that's the case, then you got bigger problems than a home run derby.
We are careening towards in the news, but before we do that, got a couple more NBA nuggets for you. The Blazers acquired more than just Jonghan Sen, even though they didn't have draft picks. We'll tell you about who they signed. And additionally, Dylan Brooks' girlfriend might be playing a game of Tendy Fingers?
Yeah.
Next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.